This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Speak Legal, conversations with Community Law Otago.
And Nina Webb joins us from Community Law Otago today to talk about matters relating to consumer rights. Morning, nice to have you with us again, Nina.
Morning, thank you for having me.
Let's have a dig into the Consumer Guarantees Act, shall we, and what it is and when it applies.
Yeah, so the Consumer Guarantee Act gives you automatic guarantees whenever you buy goods or services from someone acting in trade for your personal, domestic or household use. So it doesn't depend on what your receipt might say or contract. These rights arise automatically. The Act doesn't generally apply to private sales, items mainly for business use or things bought to resell or use in manufacturing.
And as we know with law, definition is very important. So how is a consumer defined?
So you're a consumer when you purchase goods or services from a trader for personal or household purposes. And also if you receive the goods as a gift from the original purchaser, say a birthday present, you have the same rights as if you bought the goods yourself.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that. All right. So who counts as a trader?
Yeah, a trader is anyone in business supplying goods or services. So indicators include selling regularly, buying or making items with the intention of selling them, being GST registered, having staff or operating through a company. So if they are in trade, the Consumer Guarantees Act applies to qualified consumer purchases.
Can a trader opt out of the Consumer Guarantees Act? You know, they might put up a no refunds sign, for example.
Yes, so they can't do that. If you are buying for personal or household use, a trader cannot contract out of the Consumer Guarantees Act. And signs or contract terms like no refunds can mislead consumers and risk Fair Trading Act consequences. But two businesses can agree in writing to contract out of for business purposes, but only if it's fair and reasonable in the circumstances.
Now, Nina, so much of our consumption these days is occurring online. Do the same rules apply to online purchases, to things like auctions and marketplaces?
Yeah, they do. So buying online is treated the same way as any other sale. Traders on platforms like Trade Me or Facebook Marketplace must clearly disclose that they are in trade. And if you buy by credit or debit card and the goods never arrive, you can ask your bank about chargeback in addition to your Consumer Guarantees Act remedies.
Okay. Does the Consumer Guarantees Act apply when we're buying from an overseas business?
So this can get a little tricky. This depends on the circumstances. But enforcing your rights can be more difficult if it is overseas. So before buying, we recommend checking delivery timeframes, return policies, who pays for shipping returns, and whether the business has a New Zealand presence or a dispute process you can actually use.
All right. So what kind of goods are covered here? What about secondhand items?
So goods include both tangible items like appliances, clothes, cars or furniture, and some intangibles like software as well as animals and plants. So secondhand goods are covered when bought from a secondhand dealer for personal use. But what counts as acceptable quality for secondhand items reflects their age, state of condition and price. There's generally no requirement for spare parts / repair facilities for secondhand goods unless you were the first New Zealand purchaser for certain imports.
Nina, what are our key guarantees for goods?
Some of the key guarantees are that the goods must be of acceptable quality. So this is fit for purpose, safe, durable, free from minor defects and acceptable in appearance. They must also match the description or sample and be fit for any particular purpose you made known to the seller. So if no price is agreed, you can't be charged more than that is reasonable as well. And manufacturers or importers should ensure repair facilities / spare parts are reasonable available. You're also entitled to good title. So this means that there should be no undisclosed security interest on the items, and delivery within the agreed or reasonable time is also needed.
All right, so we've been talking about goods there. What about services? What automatic guarantees apply to services?
So services such as trades, accommodation, internet, banking and professional services must be carried out with reasonable skill and care, be fit for the purpose you may know in, be completed within a reasonable time if no time was agreed, and be charged at a reasonable price if no price was agreed.
So what happens if there's a problem with goods or services?
If the problem can be fixed and isn't substantial, the trader must remedy it within a reasonable time. For goods, they can choose to repair, replace or refund. And then if they refuse or take too long, you can reject the goods and insist on a cash refund or replacement, or cancel the contract and obtain a refund for what you've already paid. You can also recover reasonably foreseeable consequential losses. So, for example, if you hire a car and the car is faulty and it needs to be repaired.
Now, what is substantial failure and why does it matter?
A substantial failure includes where a reasonable consumer wouldn't have bought the item slash service if they knew about the problem. It's significantly different from the description or sample, or it's substantially unfit for usual or stated purposes and can't be made right in a reasonable time, or it's unsafe. If the failure is substantial, which means it can't be fixed, you can choose between a refund or a replacement for goods, or cancel the contract for services, plus claim foreseeable losses.
All right. Well, knowing our rights is one thing. Whether things track along in the way we hope they would is another. So how do I raise a complaint if I need to, and what practical steps should I take?
Yeah, so we always recommend by starting to write a short timeline of what happened and gather evidence, receipts, invoices, photos, messages, quotes, or contracts. And then we say to contact the trader, explain the problem and what remedy you want, and give a response date. If that fails, we then recommend to escalate to a manager or owner or use platform dispute processes. If still unresolved at this point, we recommend that you consider the disputes tribunal. If the trader made false or misleading statements, you can also notify the Commerce Commission. We also say it's very important to act promptly because you can lose your rights if you wait too long or if damage was caused by your own actions.
All right. Well, some great advice there around our rights as consumers. No doubt it's something that the good folk at Community Law Otago deal with quite a lot. And do remember that you can book in to see them for one of their sessions and take some advice from the good volunteers and others who provide this service, an amazing service to the community through Community Law Otago. Thanks, Nina. Much appreciated. Look forward to catching up with you again.
Community Law Otago, free legal advice and support for the people of Otago. Advice clinic times are available from the website, communitylawotago.com. We're based at 169 Princess Street. To make an appointment, call 03 474 1922. Community Law Otago, proud to bring you Speak Legal. Check out the podcast at oar.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.